This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Another man that we see a lot. Man that walks through the doors of these churches, not just this church, but all churches, that thing called a carnal man. See, because if you look at the Greek word for that word carnal, is sarkinos, which means flesh. You see, the carnal man is one who is not spiritually mature. He is a babe in Christ. Praise God. He is a true believer who has not developed spiritually. I'm not giving you a license to stay in that vein. Praise God, because you need to be moving from being a carnal Christian. Praise God, to becoming this next person I'm going to talk about. Praise God. You see, he does not know Christ. Praise God, and the things of God like he or she should. His or her mind and behavior are not focused upon Christ like they should be. Yes, praise God. His mind and his behavior are not focused upon Christ like it should be. You see, he has been a believer. You'll get this. For many years, they've been believers for a long time. I ain't talking about me. I've been in church for 70 years. I've been in church for, but in 70 years, you haven't changed. You love the Lord, but you are still in that carnal way. Praise God. Amen. Carnal-minded person not going to even try to learn that much about Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come in here and listen to that. I'm sing a few songs and say a few things. But the last man that I need to talk about is that spiritual man. You see, the Greek word for spirit is that word pneuma, which means it is a word that is used for the Holy Spirit, which means that the spiritual man is a person in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. I said at the outset, praise God, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, praise God, that when we received Jesus Christ, we were sealed, praise God, until the day of redemption. We were sealed with the Holy Ghost Spirit of promise. Praise God, and praise God. And since we are sealed with that Holy Ghost Spirit of promise, amen, we are to walk in it. We are to walk in it. Praise God. You see, that person who has the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of them, they are not spiritual just because they have received some superior human gift. They are not just spiritual because they have received some unusual ability. They are not just spiritual because, praise God, they have become more intellectual than before. They are not spiritual, praise God, because that they are greater than what they were before. They are not spiritual just because they are better than what they were before. They are spiritual, praise God, because they have received the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is living on the inside of them, influencing every step of their life. Praise God. Paul writes that Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. He said, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. He said, for the carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's something about a spiritually minded person. Yeah. Spiritual minded person, Sister Lee, is going to pray for others. Spiritually minded person is going to visit the sick. Praise God. A spiritually minded person is going to witness to others about the saving power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm talking about a spiritually minded person. And if you are sitting in here today, praise God, are you still sitting in your carnal ways? Praise God. Move from that carnality, praise God, to where you have the Spirit of God dwelling in your life so that this world that's looking at you, this world will be able to see a difference in you. Amen. We shouldn't be in church for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. And we are just as mean today as we were when we were out on the street. Mess with me. Nobody mess with me. Them folks know not to mess with me. You know, my daddy was bad. My granddaddy was bad. I'm bad. I believe the last time I read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, he said that whosoever is in Christ Jesus is a new creation. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. If your old man was a man that cursed, praise God, he ought to be getting new. If you cussed 10 times yesterday, you ought to cuss 9 today. 8 tomorrow. 7 after that. Because we got the Spirit of God on the inside. Let me close. Talk about that if we want to receive the mind of Christ, we got to first put on his knowledge. We got to then put, praise God, the Spirit of God on the inner man. That's on the inside of us. Because there's something about the Spirit of God. Reverend Jones, Reverend Phillip, there's something about the Spirit, man. Praise God, if you were mean as a rattlesnake. Man, that Spirit will calm that meanness. If you were one of those people, praise God, that gave somebody a piece of your mind, does Holy Spirit tell you to hold on to your mind? You need it. Praise God. But as I get ready to close, when I look at the mind of Christ, praise God, we receive it by receiving the love of Jesus Christ. Man, I sat down today and I look around the world and I look around Christendom. And we throw that word love around very loosely. Just throw it around. Don't mean it no more than Hogan's goat. Just throw it around. It sounds good. You see, Jesus Christ loved us so much that he gave his life for us. I want you to put these on the marquee because I think everybody need to read them. If you go to John chapter 15, verse 13, y'all know it. He said, greater love has no man than this. Than a man lay down his life for his friend. That's what he said. He loved us so much, praise God, y'all know he gave his only begotten son for us. And he admonishes us to love one another. In fact, If you go to John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, he lets us know that. Love ye one another as I have loved you. Love ye also one another. He said, by this, you know the this that he's talking about? The this, he said, by this shall all men know that you love one another. He ain't talking about the this about how much money you give. He ain't talking about the this of how well you sing. He's not talking about the this of how well you preach. He ain't talking about the this of how well you pray. He's not talking about the this of how well you work. Praise God. He said, by this, he's talking about the love that you show one to another. And my brothers and my sisters, we are to love just like God loved us. We can't come to church. We can't go to work. Working next to somebody, sitting next to somebody, and don't have the decency to speak. Something's wrong with that. You can't come in here and sing all of these songs, listen to all of these prayers, listen to all of these sermons, and walk out to church madder than you did when you came in. You want to receive the mind of Christ? You got to receive it by his love. There's something about the love of Jesus Christ. See, the love of Jesus Christ is the love of a spiritual being. It is that love that causes one to hunger after union with God and with God's people. No way in the world I can walk in here. Praise God, I don't care what you have done to me. I don't care what you have said to me. I don't care what you have said about me. Praise God. There is no way in the world I'm going to walk inside this church. In fact, if I hear that you done said something about me, that's when I'm going to grab you. I'm going to grab you and hug you so hard, kiss your neck. Yeah. I'm not going to be like Judas. I'm not going to be like Judas. Judas kissed heaven's doors and went straight to hell. I'm gonna hug you. I'm going to say, man, come on, how you doing? Like, praise God. So it's that kind of love. It's a love of spiritual being, but not only is it a love of spiritual being, it's a love of spiritual life. I'm talking about that love that shares the same life with all believers, both abundantly and eternally. Yeah. Amen. That's a love that I have for everybody in here. Do you know I want to see all of us one day? Praise God. Oh, Lord. We're going to have a hallelujah time. Amen. I'm talking about having a hallelujah time. Praise God. We'll all be standing up there around the throne just singing. Praise God, praising God. Oh, Lordy, I can hardly wait for that day. Praise God, that's what that love is. That's the love that he has. But not only is that it's a spiritual love, a love of spiritual life, but it is also a love of spiritual union. I'm talking about that love that binds and ties believers together in life and in purpose. Don't you know that we need one another? Let me say that again. I ain't get too many amen. In fact, I ain't hear nothing over there. I only heard one in here. I heard a few over here. Let me say that again. Don't you know that we need one another? And that means that we have to, man, if we can't get along down here, how in the world can you talk about getting along up there? Hey, folks talking about they can't stand somebody's guts. How in the world you can't stand somebody's guts? You haven't even seen their guts yet. Because the Bible does say, how can you say you love God whom you have never seen and hate your brother or your sister that you see every day? How can you do it? You can't. You can't do it. Because the Bible tells you this. I didn't make this up. You go to 1 John and read it. He said that if you say that, you a lie. And the truth is not in you. That's what the word of God said. Yeah, so it's a love. It's a love. It's a spiritual. It's a love of spiritual union. But not only that, it is a love of spiritual attachment and fellowship. Praise God. There's a love that shares needs and blessings, joys and sorrows, and gifts together. I came down here the other day because I know we've been giving away stuff, man. We've been trying to get stuff in the hands of folks that really need some stuff. And I had come from my doctor's appointment, and my son and I stopped because there was a box that was sitting outside. I said, sort of strange, that box sitting out there. So I went and looked at it, and there's a bunch of goods that somebody obviously had left out there, praise God, so that we can get it and give it to somebody who needs. And it was hot out there, and it had juice and stuff in that. So what I did, I said, well, look, let's go take it home. And I said, by the time my wife gets home, we'll figure out where it's come from, because there was no name or nothing on it. So I just brought it home, and brought it out of the heat, and brought it on the inside. And praise God, and we were able now to take all of that stuff and to add to that some stuff that we're going to put over there. Amen. So that's what that's that love of spiritual attachment, praise God, and fellowship. Amen. There's a love that covers a multitude of sin. I often tell people, man, folk can't, love, if you have love, it'll cover a multitude of sin. I believe, and I really do believe this sincerely, that the divorce courts, we could put the divorce lawyers, judges out of business if we would take and apply that principle that love covers a multitude of sins. Now, y'all know, y'all have heard me, those that I have counseled, and I'll tell you in a New York second, if you got somebody that's physically abusing you, get away from that rascal or that rascalette as fast as you can. Because that's going to lead to something bad. But praise God, if it's just a little spats, man, love will cover them spats. Ask my wife. I have to use love a lot of times to cover them spats. So when we receive the knowledge of him, when we receive the spirit of him, and when we receive his love, praise God, all we're doing is putting on the mind of Christ. And as we put on the mind of Christ, praise God, we're going to grow. We'll grow even from that will be no such thing as a natural man too much to mow. Praise God, there won't be too much of a carnal man too much. Praise man, we'll all be walking around spiritual men and women strong. Praise God, willing to do what God wants us to do. I was supposed to close this thing a different way, but I think I'll just close it this way. And see, when we receive that knowledge of him, when we receive his spirit, when we receive the love of him, we can truly stand on the words that Paul wrote to that church that y'all know he loved. That was a church that was in Philippi that Paul loved. That church did so much for him. Listen at the words. Put this on the marquee. It's pretty long, but that's okay. Philippians chapter 2, verses 4 to 11. Look what Paul writes. When you have taken on the mind of Christ, he said, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, guess what he did? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. I don't know about you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, but I am glad that I have the mind of Christ today. And I know that I have the mind of Christ. The reason I know that I have the mind of Christ, because there was a day when I was sinking deep in sin. I was far from the peaceful shore. I was very deeply, and I was stained within. I was sinking to rise no more. But the Master, oh Lordy, up the sea, heard my despairing cry from the waters, lifted me, and guess what? I'm safe now. I'm safe now. Safe am I. You know why? Because love. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, money couldn't help, honey couldn't help, knowledge couldn't help, when nothing else could help, it was the love of Jesus that lifted me. Somebody say, how did he love lift you? Because over 2,000 years ago, he walked up a hill called Calvary, drawn across of his shoulder, where they pierced him in his side, put a crown of thorns on his head, lifted him up high, stretched him out wide. And praise God, the Bible tells me that he died, took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave, where he stayed 3 days and 3 nights. But you want to know something? That was not a grave that was going to hold him down. Because on that Sunday morning, over 2,000 years ago, he got up out of that grave and declared that I got all power in my hand. I'm talking about power, praise God, to save, power to heal, power to deliver, praise God, power to set. In my hand. Amen. having the mind of Christ. And there might be somebody here today. Praise God. You haven't given your life to Jesus Christ. In other words, you haven't been sealed. You don't have that precious promise of His Holy Spirit with you right now. You can have that today. You can come and give your life to Christ. And I'm telling you, praise God, He'll come into your life, take up His abode. You'll feel so good. You want to know how good it'll make you feel, Sister Ivory? You'll want to run, and when there's nobody even chasing you, it'll make you feel so good that you will start laughing when there's not nothing funny. I'm talking about allowing Jesus Christ to come into your life. He loved you. He died for you. Simply says,